on the LOP Lobster Network.
$9.54. This goes out to Link Skywalker Jr. of Motor Booty Affair. They're coming down from the planet Funktar. They're going to be in Freeport Saturday night. Thais, if people want to go, tell them how to go.
No, please.
So you can visit Freeport's website and purchase your ticket. It's $25 for the Flavors of Freeport. You get to try all of the local vendors.
You said 20 restaurants are involved?
20 plus restaurants.
So that's at least 20 bites of food, if not more.
Yes.
That's a filling meal.
It is. And then Motor Booty is $45 a person, and you can also buy that on Visit Freeport's website, or you can buy it as a package, both for $60.
Wow.
And come enjoy both funds. So just go directly to Visit Freeport, and you can purchase your tickets.
When do Flavors of Freeport begin? What time?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Doors
so
open at
what's
5.
The website? You said go to the website in Freeport, but what is it?
Visit Freeport.
Visitfreeport.com?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, they do a really good job, obviously, promoting the community. Yes. I've been up there. I've judged pizza contests there before for charity, that kind of stuff. We ought to get Dove involved in that. I think you'd be a good pizza judge. Do you know why? Because not only would you be able to judge it on flavor, but you'd be able to break it down, you know, texturally.
Okay.
Well, you could. I mean, you do that in the courtroom.
Hey, appreciate it. I'd be honored to.
Your Honor, what my client meant to say was...
Exactly.
What they had planned to do was put extra pepperoni. They just forgot. I think you could do that.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah.
Cynthia, it's very nice to meet you.
You guys as well. Yeah. I am grateful to be here and even more grateful to Freeport for supporting my kids because they started right before COVID.
COVID, right.
And the town of Freeport took care of them, kept them open, and 5 years later, they're still going.
Here they are, 5-year anniversary. Not a lot of restaurants, so, Thais, get to say that.
Shout out to Freeport.
Amen to that.
That's cool.
No, we love that town.
Last night, Trump was speaking at I'd never heard of it before. Future financial investment down in Miami, and after he spoke, the host was asking him questions. They were good questions. Mm-hmm. One of them was, "What's the best advice you've ever gotten?" And he said it was from my dad, who was such a hard worker, and he was just amazed at how hard he worked. And the advice that he had given him was the same advice that you gave about the restaurant industry: was if you find what you love, then it won't feel like work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's been my experience in what I do when it's going well anyway.
Right.
And it's just interesting. In 12 hours, you gave the same advice and what you've done, you know, restaurant's the hardest industry, right?
Oh, absolutely.
To make it 1 year is amazing, but 2, 3, 4, 5 is kind of the huge, huge threshold of having made it. Yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's funny you brought Trump up. We've been watching this series, rewatching it actually. I think we're rewatching it, called The Men Who Build America, and it's about the titans of industry: Andrew Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, John D. Rockefeller, those guys. And so they're telling their stories, but then they'll go to modern people, either modern titans of business like Steve Wynn in the casino business or whomever. And one of the people they went to was Trump. Yeah. And they said, you know, part of the reason these guys were so successful is that when they met barriers, they didn't give up.
Yeah.
The thing that leads to success is never giving up. You just don't accept defeat.
Exactly.
And I thought that was fascinating because it really dovetails off of what, I mean, like your origins, as your mother-in-law said, started with COVID. But you didn't let that kick you out. You just kept swinging away.
Yeah. That's what we do.
And of course, you have really good food. That probably helped, too.
It's that Latino blood.
What do you call it? Latino fusion? Is that what you call it?
Latin Latino fusion. Yeah.
Latin fusion. That's what it is. Yeah, okay.
So I have the names. Can I?
You have the what?
The names.
You can do whatever you want. You're Thais.
Okay. Well, thank you. So I do want to say that, you know, celebrating 5 years is an honor to be participating in this ongoing food adventure with all these businesses. So our future exhibitors for Flavors of Freeport, Athena's Cantina and Oasis Dessert Bar, Brigham and Cook, the British Store, Main Beer Company, Freeport Oyster Bar, the Kendall Inn, What the Actual Fudge, Bow Street Market, the Spice and Tea Exchange of Freeport, Mass Landing Brewing Company, Freeport Cafe, Buck's Naked Barbecue, Lobster Cooker and Upper Deck Sports Bar, Bucha Kombucha, Me Long To Go, which is relocating to Freeport this spring, Nighthawk Kitchen, Porter Kitchen and Bar, the Harris Secret Inn and Event House, Garden Grill, Hilton Garden Inn, Wilbur's of Maine Chocolate Confections, Linda Bean's Maine Kitchen and Topside Tavern, and Shimmerwood Beverages. And we do want to, I wanted to say thank you to all of our sponsors to make this happen this year. Athena's Cantina, Maine Beer Company, Kennebec Savings Bank, Bow Street Market, Harris Secret Inn and Event House, Tuscan Bistro Oven, The Met Coffee House and Fine Art Gallery, Chilton Furniture, and NF Freeport Best Western and Wilbur's of Maine Chocolate. It's an honor to be celebrating 5 years with all these amazing businesses in Freeport.
You know what's amazing about all those places? I think with the exception of three, we have eaten in all of them.
That's
yeah.
good.
We love yes. Freeport and we love the good food. Yes. All right, real quick, get that because we're running out of time here. Yeah. Tonight, the weekend.
Yes, so we are...
Quickly.
We're going to be at Visit Flavors of Freeport, and we will be at Motor Booty passing out some of our sweets.
You can find out more at visitfreeport.com. Dove Sachs, good to see you.
Hey,
Thais, Grandma Cynthia.
Thanks for the
and
treats.
And the beautiful Athena, who gave me this beautiful picture. Nice to see you. We
Thank
have got
you,
to run.
And thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll see
Thank
you guys
you.
Tomorrow morning at 6:07.
WLOB Portland, WLOBRadio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
We've engaged one side, we've engaged the other side, and then we're going to have a process moving forward under President Trump's direction and leadership.
And 2 days after U.S.-Russia talks, the American Special Envoy to Ukraine